the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement. But we're not living back in the day. This is 2021, and the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bombera.
And welcome to the program, friends. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. Happy New Year to everyone. I am your host, Spike Spangle. Folks, if you tuned in because you're wondering what your retirement might look like, how to retire or when to retire, or maybe you're worried about your investment strategy, or you're concerned about taxes, or how to take your Medicare, or when to take your Social Security, or the market swings, those bulls and bears, well, then, folks, you've tuned into the right program. Happy New Year, Peter. Are you ready for another great week and another great year of helping folks with their personal finances?
Absolutely, and definitely another great year. Let's guide you to and through it. Let's do it.
All righty. Folks, if you have not received your complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement, and Any Economy, don't wait. Make sure that you do it for this year. Give us a call at 800-880-8079. You get your complimentary copy of it. It is not a heavy read, but it gets you going into the direction of what you need to be thinking about for your retirement planning needs. And boy, have we had any and all different versions of economic factors that happen. We're going to discuss that a bit in this program. First, let me start out with this. Peter, resolutions, they're easy to make, but even easier to break, of course. So for us, it is time to look ahead and think about practical goals for our new year. And of course, we're going to talk more about financial goals. And if you could use some guidance creating and sticking to your financial goals, take down this number right now. If you're driving, try to remember it or ask your spouse or partner who's sitting next to you. Reach out to us at this number, 800-880-8079. It is so much easier to do something with a coach, with somebody who can guide you along the way, and that is exactly what we want to talk about. So, Peter, here we go again. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for this upcoming year? What's on your list?
Continue to be the best. So what I mean by that is I want to be able to continue to pay it forward. So for many years, I have always been blessed, and we do that by paying back. And whether we were paying it back to organizations, paying it back to the community in regards to service, but I want to continue to pay forward because you never know who you run into who might need some advice or guidance. And folks, unfortunately, some think that you have to pay for it, and it shouldn't really work like that.
Yeah. Well, I love that. Continue to be the best. I think I just might steal from you there. Honestly, I didn't have a lot of things that were earth shattering. I think for me, one of the things, because we talked about it so much all year long, was getting a little bit more into taxes and taking a look at some of the instruments I'm using, looking at those Roth conversions and so forth. As much as I've talked about it, I was putting off some of it myself, but I definitely need to do that in the next couple of weeks. As far as health, I don't think I'm going to be trying to jack on 20 pounds of muscle. And part of the point of that is because we want to be realistic, I think. See, millions of Americans, we set resolutions every year, but most folks don't have any hopes of actually achieving them because they set goals that are outside of their actual reach. How important, Peter, and let's shift it to the retirement planning, but in setting resolutions and goals, how important is it to set goals that are actually attainable? Where do you start when you're talking with folks about the kinds of goals they have? Have you ever had to say, I think we got to pump the brakes on that one a little bit, or we might have to work a little bit longer. Yeah, it'd be great to retire at 58, but here are some of the realities. Do you have to help people set their goals a little bit more attainably sometimes?
Yeah, definitely. Because look, you want to have a couple of different goals, right? It's not just one big goal. So you want to have short-term goals. You want to have long-term goals. And make sure they're realistic goals so you do get to that destination and you do feel happy about making those goals. And the same thing for me. When I make my goals, I understand what I'm making it for. I know exactly what I have to do to make sure it's successful. And I pretty much hit it almost every single time because I take baby steps, right?
Yeah.
And I keep on reminding myself, and I usually do it on my phone, and I remind myself what I need to do to achieve those accomplishments, those goals, and whether it's health and fitness or spending more time with my family or meeting new people, whatever the case may be, I know I'm going to hit them and I know exactly what I have to do. So make sure it's realistic so you can pat yourself on the back at the end of that goal.
Okay. Well, and the nice thing about a New Year's resolution is if you're setting something for, you know, the beginning of the year, you can say, hey, I want to get to 100 sit-ups this year. I want to make sure that, you know, by the middle of summertime, I can do 50 push-ups or whatever it might be, or I'm going to do, you know, 2 extra miles on the treadmill. But sometimes these resolutions can seem a little bit short-sighted. How do you help people focus on the longer term goals as well? So financially, that might be, hey, I'm going to contribute an extra $200 to my 401k. You know, I got a raise this year. We got a cost of living adjustment. I'm going to put most of that into my 401k. That's great. But what other kinds of things do you have to help people focus on for long term goals as well?
Well, the first thing is to make sure you're talking to someone as soon as possible. Well, all right, whether it's someone who's in the business, right? Whether it's a family friend or, of course, us. And that's the first step. That's the biggest step you can make. And then from there, you continuously review the process based upon your goals, whether it's saving more money or playing what's called catch up or contributing to for the first time in a Roth IRA or start converting to a Roth IRA to help future taxes or start putting money to the side for future healthcare cost. You have to start somewhere, right? Don't start everywhere. Go focus on one area, focus on one thing at a time. But the way you start that is by having a conversation with someone who's properly licensed, who understand this area of finance, especially in retirement. And that's how you start the plan.
Right, right. Okay. Well, the other thing, and we know this about resolutions, it's real easy to feel motivated at the beginning of the year, but sometimes we get sidetracked along the way, we forget it, we stop going to the gym. How do you, as their financial coach, their financial advisor, how do you act as kind of, I guess, their accountability partner when helping someone stay focused on their financial goals? When you can see that maybe the spending is getting a little erratic and then you're not seeing the extras going into their retirement savings accounts. What do you do? I mean, a coach isn't always a best friend. Sometimes you have hard advice for people. So how do you handle that?
Financial checkups. We consistently do these reviews. So if we're not communicating properly, and it comes down to communication, if you're not communicating properly with your financial planner or your advisor in this area or financial coach, right, then how are you truly making sure that these accomplishments are being established? All right. So it's consistent reviews or consistent communication. And communication is key, whether it's through an email, whether it's phone call, whether it's actual mail. It doesn't matter. As long as you're communicating properly and you're laser targeted on that accomplishment or that specific goal, that plan, there should be no room for errors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is obvious as well. Sometimes, though, our priorities and our goals end up changing. So this isn't getting sidetracked. So maybe somebody has a different focus and that kind of forces plans to change. That's okay. But when it comes to making adjustments like that, that are kind of more in tune and in line with what a client, what a family wants to do, and it throws their retirement plan a curveball, how do you take into account those kinds of adjustments? And so I know you're saying that you do checkups and so forth. But what about an overall philosophy change? Let's say somebody goes, you know what? I've had it here in New Jersey. We are going to Florida. We are going down to South Carolina. Or our health has changed. So we've diverted from like an aggressive savings plan. Now we're in our 60s and we need to start focusing on some version of long-term care or making sure there's somebody there. When there's a big adjustment and you've already put a plan in place, what do you do, Peter?
This is actually normal because there's no such thing as a perfect investment or perfect picture plan or a flat road. Things will happen. Okay, whether you want to relocate or downsize or a new job opening, and they're going to tell you to relocate to another state, whether it's 10 or 100 miles away, mm-hmm. or you simply win the lottery. Congratulations. So things happen, right? So we have to make sure we adapt to these changes. Same thing for getting you through retirement. Unfortunately, there's going to be some bumps in the road, whether it's major volatility, skyrocketing healthcare costs, inflation hitting double-digit numbers, whatever the case may be. We had to be prepared for the what-if scenarios and making sure we have a plan to attack.
All right. Well, looking back, Peter, at this past year, as we're doing our New Year's show here, what financial lessons should we take away from 2021 into the next year? What kinds of things do you see that happened? Are there any big stories, and what do we want to learn from them?
A lot of things have happened this past year, okay? But it's so important to understand that some of this can continue to happen as well. And I'm talking about inflation. We hit some high numbers, and the highest since 1982 when it comes to inflation. We have to make sure we plan for this. We have to plan for taxes, because last year, some of the biggest topics and concerns happened to be taxation. Then we, of course, we have market volatility. Some folks and families are nervous that the markets are too high. How do we protect what you built and preserve it throughout your future in retirement? So all of these concerns, believe it or not, they're normal. The normal concerns, because we're going to probably continue to see these concerns going forward. We'll have some changes, of course, in the tax code. We'll probably have consistent volatility going forward. This is probably the new norm. And then finally, of course, we're going to have inflation concerns, but it might not be as high as what we saw. But yes, these are all things that we can take away.
Yeah,
last year, and understand what changes we need to make going forward.
Yeah, you know, last year we saw a lot of volatility. My thought on this is that if you were excited about it and saw opportunities there for the ups and downs, and you enjoyed it, and you were grinning all along the way, then I hope your portfolio was matching what you wanted to do. But if you look back at last year's volatility, and it was like a scary roller coaster ride with a blindfold on, and you were screaming all along the way, then maybe you need to do a portfolio review to see if the volatility that happened last year is affecting your ability to retire. Maybe you're taking too much risk. There's a couple of different ways to do that. You can give us a call here. And one great way to do it is to do Peter's income analysis. So folks, for this new year, if you want to get your financial house in order, and creating a plan is probably a financial resolution for you, a lot of Americans are actually missing out on this written financial plan. And this is something that Peter wants to help you with. People without a plan tend to feel less confident about their future. They get scared, nervous about the volatility. They're unsure about things like taxes. Don't let that be you. Let's go into the next year confident, comfortable, and able to sleep at night. Best way to do that is to give us a call here, 800-880-8079. This way you can get your complimentary income analysis. We're going to be back with more Modern Money right after this break.
The way you take your Social Security can dramatically alter the course of your retirement. To make sure you are optimizing your Social Security, download Peter's free Social Security report at TheModernMoneyShow.com. That's TheModernMoneyShow.com.
You walk into the room. It's dark. And then in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension, 401k, or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bombera at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bombera is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bombera at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
Welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. I am your host, Spike Spangle. Hey, Peter, I saw this story because we are talking about money, and I thought I'd pull this out here. Around this time of year, the first automatic toll collection machine is used on the Union Toll Plaza on the Jersey Garden State Parkway. Oh, what a beautiful stretch of tollway. The first important toll road used in the United States was actually, though, built by a private corporation. It was the Philadelphia and Lancaster Turnpike. This was built in 1792, connecting Philadelphia and Lancaster in Pennsylvania. I've also been on that stretch of road. And the Great Western Turnpike was started in Albany all the way back in 1799. Peter, is this as long as toll roads have been around? Have they always been around here in the Jersey area?
I mean, toll roads have existed for at least 2,700 years. And as tolls have been paid by travelers using the Babylon Highway, who regened in the 7th century, I believe it was, refers to tolls in Arabia and other parts of Asia, if that makes sense.
What did you, Cliff Clavin? Where did you play? If you're not getting my Cheers reference, folks. Yes, exactly. Cliff Clavin from Cheers. Tolls have been around forever. You know, have you ever done Route 66? Have you ever done any segments on that?
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. I've done a little bit of it here and there. I went to school out west. And, you know, it's just, when you think about the open road, there are certain states that don't have tollways. And that's hard to completely imagine. But God, I know. That is really, I grew up in Illinois, so we had tolls, I feel like, every 100 yards. It's like, I just kept pulling out my wallet to go out on a drive. But oh boy, do those keep going up and up. Another version of automated payment. Because, right, it just goes to that little sensor that's in our car, and then all of a sudden you get a bill for all of the driving you've done.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, how tolls. Well, it does beat the rolling down. I don't know if a kids today definitely aren't going to remember having to roll down the window and having to have a handful of change and throwing it into the bucket. Now it's just all automated. All right, let me move on. Let's get into one of our topics here. This is actually a great topic here. What I'm going to talk about here is the five stages kind of our financial life. And I'm not going to spend as much time on the earlier stages, but it is important to kind of build a baseline. And so what I wanted to ask you, Peter, wouldn't it be nice if we did have a time machine, if we could go back and talk to our younger self? In fact, this was a popular post that was on LinkedIn recently. It yielded tons of responses for people sharing wisdom of what you would have liked to have known back yourself when you were 20 years old. So Peter, I will throw you the question. What advice would you give your 20-year-old self if you could go back? You've got 60 seconds. What would you go back and say to your younger self?
Wow, let's do this. So number one, don't buy the newest iPhone that comes out. Okay, that's one.
But your 20-year-old self probably wouldn't even know what an iPhone was yet. Or maybe they were just starting to come out, I think.
Pretty much. This is 20 years ago. But all seriousness, I was always involved in investing, and I loved investing. Mm-hmm. My only regret is not taking it too serious. I should have taken it more serious back then, and I should have saved even more back then. Even though I'm happy, I'm very happy right now, but I should have done that differently, and I should have read more on this topic 20 years ago.
But Peter, don't you you were trading stocks when you were in college.
Sure.
And you're saying to yourself, I wish I took it more seriously. I mean, how much more seriously can you take it than that?
I'm competitive.
I didn't know what I didn't know. I would take that exact same piece of advice. And my thing is, I do not think that is unique to yourself. I think the vast majority of us would have gone back and said, hey, a little bit more investing, even in our 20s.
Sure.
Especially into our early 30s, could have been completely different. I didn't know what I didn't know back then, and I was working more in hospitality and so forth, and the kinds of elections weren't out there. I actually have always been jealous of people who graduated college, knew what industry they wanted to go to, went to some sort of job, started a 401k. And, you know, they got a good 10, 15 years ahead of what I wanted to do when I was younger.
Sure.
And I would love to go back to that 20-year-old self. So if we do have younger listeners out there, please do pay attention to it. So whether you were 20 and whether you knew it or not, you were already starting to lay a groundwork towards your financial success, whether you going to have to catch up or whether you were fortunate enough to kind of know where you want to start out. So we want to talk about the stages of retirement. But the financial planners say that there are five different stages of financial life. And it is useful to examine each of them, starting with your earlier career. So your clients probably have kids or grandkids who are more in this first stage. And as we sit around with our families and we do things like all of those different either holidays or birthdays or picnics, or you just have the family come over, they might look at you as the voice of wisdom. So how can you start helping the next generation with some solid financial footing? What are some of the conversations that if you are that elder statesman of your family or stateswoman of your family, what are the kinds of things that people should start talking about?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people I work with do want their kids and grandkids to be successfully independent. They don't want the next generation just waiting on inheritance, right? So here are some things they can be teaching the next generation. So here are a couple of things. So build your savings and establish good credit history. That's a big one. Avoid increasing your debt as much as possible. Live within your means, even though today's very, very hard with all the new things coming out, but try to live within your means. Start thinking about your retirement and set up your financial accounts, not just within work, but also outside of work. And finally, possibly for some or most, try to look into getting disability coverage or insurance.
That is really important. There are so many people who work in today what we call the gig economy, where maybe they don't work for an individual employer, but they do two or three different jobs, whether it's delivery service or again, hospitality or even real estate or any kind of sales where you're on your own and you are your own worker. And getting disability insurance, what happens if something happens to you? What happens if you get into a terrible car accident or unable to work for 6 months, 12 months, or even longer? Getting disability insurance, if you're taking care of your family on your own when you're younger, is a really important thing to start thinking about. We're going to continue this discussion here. So after your early career phases and you start getting into the family and career building years, what are some of the big financial steps that are happening at this point in your financial life?
Absolutely. So the second stage is where a lot of the big things are happening, right? So you're settling down, starting a family, buying your first home, you're in the adulthood of life, right? So you're starting to recognize the need to protect your family's finances. So here's what you also need to understand in this stage. So one thing that's really important is to make sure you have the appropriate amount of life insurance, okay? Now, not just at work, but also personal life insurance could go a long way. Make sure you have the appropriate health insurance in place, especially if you're going to be having a family and you have children. Updating your disability insurance, review your estate plan and preparing your will, making sure you have something basic in place as a good start. Saving for college, put those 529 plans together, building your career further or starting your own business. And finally, maybe you want to start to look at growing your savings.
These
are just things you think about.
Now, and again, we're talking, what you're doing is you're helping people plan for retirement, get through their retirements, see things like longevity and taxes and how do you deal with market volatility when you're, trying to preserve, your base, but you still need some growth in there. This is a little bit more of what you do. Do you work with people really in the first two stages of retirement, or are these more conversational for the clients that you have to be able to speak with their family members?
Great question. So it's a good thing to be upfront about who you are right for and who probably isn't a good fit. So I'll be honest. I'll be straightforward with you. I'm probably not the right financial professional for someone at the beginning phases of life. All right. There are a lot of great people out there who can help with that at that time or that life. But I work with people who are closer to retirement, anywhere 5 to 10 years out or already in retirement. So it's a different stage in regards to the first stage, of course.
Right. But you're not unaccustomed to it. I mean, I think we often say this. If you're serious about your retirement planning, you're welcome to talk to folks, right? If you have investable assets, the thing is when you're younger, you usually are taking care of your family. And then most of your money's in your retirement accounts at work or boy, if you're lucky, pension plans and so forth. So we don't get a lot of people who are focused on their retirement planning, but there might be those who are out there. So if you are concerned about it, if it is one of the things that is forefront on your mind or you would like to retire early, you're happy to talk to people, right?
Absolutely. No, right. 100%. 100%. Absolutely.
In fact, this is one of those kind of things we float out there. You can do a complimentary 15-minute phone call. In fact, you know, a first appointment. There are no costs to come in and sit down with someone. But if you would like to find out if you're headed in the right direction or if you have a couple of quick questions, always feel free to reach out to us, 800-880-8079. Leave us a message. In fact, what I'll ask you is it ever too early to start thinking about retirement?
Absolutely not. And you know what? The best time to actually start is yesterday. So the best thing to do is making sure, and any questions you have, it's a complimentary phone call, making sure you're in the right direction. There's no cost for this. I do my best to try to help anyone and everyone, even if we're not a good fit, and that's fine, as long as I was able to guide you in the right direction. So it's never too early to think about these things. And if you're super focused in this stage and you have until 20 years before you retire, that's fine. It's even better. You have so much more time on your hands. Give me the call, 1-800-880-8079, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Right, folks. And we know that, you know, whether you're mom or dad, and if you're trying to talk to your younger kids about anything, you know, it's always difficult. But I think as the kids get to be in their later 20s, as they're in their 30s, you know, now they're looking for the kind of advice, as Peter and I talked about earlier in this segment here, if we could have talked to our 20-year-old selves and the things we would have told ourselves about, you know, I would have said, you know, buy Apple. By Google. But we don't know what those things are right now. So we're not trying to speculate on things like that. But it would be, you know, invest early into seeing that growth. I think that's something that both you and I could say is seeing the growth of what has happened to our accounts, to our savings and planning over the last two decades. Now I look at myself and go, boy, I wish I did more. Have you ever experienced anyone, Peter, who has said to you, boy, you know what? I saved too much for retirement. You know, now I can back off. You ever have somebody comes in and say that, you know, I did too much and I should have backed off a little bit? Has that ever happened to you?
No, I never heard that. Some people, not all, some people would say, I think I'm okay, but I need your help as a confirmation.
Right.
And that's fine. And we do all these kinds of analysis to make sure you're on track. And others will say, Peter, I'm really nervous. I don't know if I'm able to retire. Do I have enough? This is meet up to my expectations, my lifestyle. And sometimes, believe it or not, I'm able to tell them you did a great job and you don't have to worry about it. Because this is exactly what you need based upon our conversation and based upon your income and your lifestyle and your needs, and you're going to be on track. So congratulations to you. So we have a lot of great success in conversations that we have, and I'm really happy for folks.
We are talking about the five stages of your financial life. We're going to be getting into the meat of them when we come back right after this break. You're listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. More right after this.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. Here at PCB Financial Advisory Group, we have a free guide to show you how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. Call or text the word tax to 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. Planning for retirement income starts with a plan for minimizing taxes in retirement. Download PCB Financial Advisory Group's guide today. Get it at themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. That's themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. Our firm does not provide tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you are wondering if your money is going to last as long as you do, Peter has a complimentary report for you. All you have to do is go into your web browser and type in The Modern Money Show, themodernmoneyshow.com, and then click on the report. Will your money last as long as you do? It is totally complimentary. There's no cost to it whatsoever. Peter, tell me a little bit about this report, the Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? You don't know how old anybody is who's going to be downloading that report. So how do you answer those questions?
Absolutely. So it gives you a good idea in regards to what you should be thinking about. It's a quick read. It's really straightforward to the point. And it's talking about income. It's talking about possible expenses, what to look for, what not to look for. It's also talking about inflation, why it's important to incorporate this in your plan. It's also talking about healthcare costs. So all of these things are very important when it comes to income planning, because you all want to make sure that you're not going to, you know, have your assets outlive, you know, in certain areas of your lifetime. So this is really, really important. And also our complimentary book as well is really important when it comes to retirement.
Right, right. So folks, make sure you get your complimentary copy of that report. All you have to do is go to themodernmoneyshow.com and click on the report, Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? You're listening to Peter Bambara of Modern Money, and we are talking about the five stages of your financial life. We covered a couple of the earlier ones, and now it's important to move into these next stages. Your pre-retirement years are obviously, you know, it's where we make a lot of critical financial decisions, and we want to help you tackle some of those decisions, but we need to move into the next few stages. It's an exciting time. Because as you move into stage 3 and 4, you're getting closer to things like your house being paid off. Maybe the kids are finally off of your payroll. Don't know. Sometimes they need to come back. And you are hopefully in your peak earning years. You're hopefully in a profession or an area that you've now chosen and you really enjoy, and you're becoming an expert in your field at what you do. But this is also a time when we can't afford to make some wrong financial moves. Peter, as we move into these, you know, critical stages, your segment 3, segment 4 of your financial stage of life, what are some of the things now that we need to be aware of?
I mean, the last few years before you retire are so important to your financial success in the future, okay? So the decisions you make at this point can literally make or break your retirement. So here are some things that you need to be making sure you're crossing T's and dotting the I's on. So your mortgage and other debts should be paid off for the most part. Now, I know this doesn't make sense for everybody, right? But just bear with me here as a general understanding. You need to start thinking about strategies to reduce your taxes in the future. That'll be nice. You should be maximizing your final years in saving for retirement. And of course, you should be thinking about your plans for healthcare in retirement. It's never too late to think about healthcare in retirement.
Those are four easy points there, but for those who are driving around doing their errands, I'd like to break these down a little bit. Let's put them in the slow cooker a little bit and let some of the meat cook off here. You say your mortgage and your other debts should be paid off. Now, interest rates are really low right now, while inventory costs are incredibly high. Are you talking about people who also refinanced and got lower interest rates, or are you saying every situation, it depends?
Yeah, it all depends for sure. Of course, we have people that have got amazing refi rates, and I'm talking about like 2.25%, 2.5%. Who doesn't want to take advantage of that, right? Having more money in your pocket and possibly hoping to make sure you strategize better and bring in more income if needed. So some it makes sense and some it doesn't make sense, depending upon your situation. But look at these things. Also look at other debts, not just your mortgage. Look at your credit card debts, because credit card percentages are very high still. They're very high. It doesn't matter where we are in the markets and the interest rate environment. So some of these debts can actually cause some issues down the road. So that's probably one thing for some that you might want to look at first.
Right. Now, you also mentioned something, and this is really important. Let's not get so much into the tax warfare right now of what's going on in Congress and around the country and in our state, but we do need to start thinking about strategies to reduce taxes in the future. That's something that you said. What exactly are we thinking about? Let's be specific out there for our listeners. What kind of thing? So we're talking, we're still kind of at the end of our working years, so we're still making money. What do you mean a strategy to reduce taxes for my future? How do I do that?
Yeah, I mean, depending upon where you are, okay, if you're over 59.5, you're still working, if you have options at your fingertips, and most do today, well, how much of your savings or your retirement plans is tax efficient? How much are you saving each year, if you can, on taxes? And I'll give you one example. One good example would be, let's say you retire and you're in your early 60s or mid 60s, and that's fine. You're not 72 yet. Well, you put this retirement plan together and your lifestyle is great. Your income is perfect. It's covering all your expenses and your lifestyle is going awesome. Now 72 comes and boom, you didn't start to plan for required minimum distribution. So now you have all of this other money coming in from the RMDs because you have to make sure you take it. And now it possibly bumps up you to another tax bracket. Think about going in your savings just to pay Uncle Sam, the tax man, because he has to be happy.
Yeah. And then you also were saying maximizing, you know, your final years and saving for retirement. How many times do you see people overlook catch-up provisions? And explain a little bit again what those are.
Absolutely. So you could catch up on a Roth IRA, on 401ks, IRAs. All it's doing is if you are over, I believe it's 50, if you are over 50, you're able to put extra dollars towards your retirement. Okay. Now, everyone's different in regards to how much you already put in or where you are, but you want to make sure you confirm with your financial professional and your accountant. But saving more money and you're able to catch up to additional savings in the future for retirement. Doesn't matter if you're a year away or 6 months away. Make sure you take advantage of this because it's going to help you save even more for retirement.
Right, right. Folks, if you are curious about these strategies, or if you're worried about having to do this alone, you don't have to. You can give us a call. Peter will do a complimentary 15-minute phone call just to find out, are you headed in the right direction? Are you doing enough for your retirement? Give us a call. Leave us a message. He'll set up a quick appointment for you just over the phone. You don't have to get all your files and everything together. What's on your mind? He can try to answer those questions for you really quickly. Leave us a message at 800-880-8079. While you're at it, on that message, ask for your complimentary copy of his book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. We'll get that out to you absolutely complimentary. Get your phone call, get your copy of your book. Do not delay on planning for your retirement. That's what we're talking about, the five stages of financial successes during our lifetimes, the different things that we want to do, some things that we tend to overlook here. Tell me a little bit about this, Peter. This is a conversation that is probably pretty scary for folks. How do you help folks with the transition from saving from retirement, which is kind of where I'm at? And I'm thinking myself, I don't know when I'm going to know when I'm ready to retire. So I'm trying to bring in as much as I can, and I'm always going to have costs, right? So how do you help people going from the transition from saving to generating their own income in retirement? That's got to be a difficult conversation.
It's definitely a difficult conversation, but you know what? It's actually the most fun part of the planning process. So we like to look at it, and I'm going to keep this really simple for the audience. We're going to reverse engineer your current situation. So we're looking at your debts. We're looking at your current expenses, and we'll give you an analysis cheat chart here to use that will help. This is going to help me understand how much you need to cover the expenses, plus inflation, of course, for your lifestyle, all right? Especially the beginning years of retirement, because as what they say is the first 5 or 10 years are the years where you're most active, the most excited, and you're probably in the area where you're going to spend the most money because you have this bucket list, hopefully for some. And so we have to be careful in this area. So we plan for these first 5 or 10 years for sure, and then so on. So it's more of a strategic meaning. It's we narrow down and we laser focus in this area, but we're going to reverse engineer your life.
Right, right. So, and I love you saying that. You know, we're talking right now about the last two stages of our financial life. You were talking about going through that big bucket list of items. You know, I want to live in Greece for a month and see if I can afford it. I want to take that flight to Australia while my legs won't swell up too much after a one-day flight. You know, all those kinds of things, right? But what do you do then with that spending strategy so you can also enjoy the later years of retirement without blowing through all of your savings too quickly? I'm talking here a little bit with a couple of minutes before break here. Do you start talking also about long-term care planning needs? I mean, we don't want to run out of everything while we're doing all of that big spending of those bucket list years. You've got to address some of those later years as well, correct?
Oh, 100%. And we have to make sure that's part of the overall plan. So you see, we're putting this plan together to cover all the stages in retirement, even though there's stages throughout life, but there are actual stages in retirement. So the beginning of the years, we know that you're going to be the most active, right? So we have to plan, really, really study in the beginning of the years. And then we have the mid years, and these are the years where you might possibly slow down a bit. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure you have enough money, right? We want to make sure your assets are protected, right? And so we'll dig down in other areas. But healthcare planning, long-term care planning does not need to be scary. And you know what, Spike? A lot of folks don't understand the modern versions of long-term care because a lot of folks are kind of worried about their parents, what they went through. They paid all these premiums and it went up and they lost it if they never used it or if it wasn't enough for a long-term care. But the new versions today is if you don't use it, good for you. Now all those premiums plus interest will then go to your beneficiaries tax-free.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I had talked to people at live events and they came up and they would say, I don't know what, I've got this long-term care policy and all of a sudden my premium doubled or it even tripled and I either have to pay three times and I've already been paying for it for 10 or 15 years. But you're saying that there's a new version of a long-term care policy. Before we hit the break, can you give me just a quick example or exactly how does this work?
There's a lot of flexibility here. And so the flexibility of this is some given parts. You could pay it once and we can see exactly how much of that one-time premium can buy a future long-term care need. That's one option. Two, you could pay it over 5 years. You pay it over 10 years. You could have some access to the money you put in case of an emergency. Or if you don't need it, fine, leave it, set it and forget it. So at least you know you have some protection on future long-term care or long-term care stays. So remember, don't forget this. If you never use it and God forbid something happens to you, if your primary beneficiary is a spouse, boom, all that money plus interest will go to your spouse. But if you wind up using it, and let's say it was only a certain dollar amount, the difference will then go to your beneficiary. So there's so many more benefits involved now. But at the end of the day, it's always good to look into this. The younger, the better. A lot of folks get to look into this in the area ages of 60 and 65, which is fine. But let's talk about this if this is a concern.
Right. You're listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. More right after this.
People are living longer these days, and that's great, right? Well, of course. But living longer means more years in retirement. Will your money last as long as you do? To find out, get your free guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
You walk into the room. It's dark. And then in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension or 401k or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bambara is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
Welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I am your host, Spike Spangle. This is a really informative segment that I've got going on here. This one is called Top 5 Signs That You Might Need a New Advisor. Now, look, folks, I'm going to be honest about this. I'm not talking badly about anybody else who is not the advisor you are listening to on this program. I have known hundreds, I'm probably getting close to knowing thousands of advisors around the country. I've done educational events all over the place. I love working here with Peter Bambara of the Modern Money Show. But there are signs sometimes when it could be time to move on from your financial advisor. Maybe it's not working out for, or maybe you've been with them for a long time and it just doesn't feel like you're getting the kind of care that you want to. Peter, would you agree that sometimes there is an appropriate time to change a financial advisor?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, and it's just like, and I'll give you a good example. I moved from one state to another.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find a brand new doctor.
Right.
And there's no hard feelings here. I just picked up, moved, went somewhere else, even though that my original doctor is only about 45 minutes away, and my other doctor is only about a half hour away. That's not really the point here. It's really about I had to move from one state to another, so I had to change a doctor, right? There's no hard feelings here. It was very simple to do. Now, this might not make sense for everybody, and we're not telling you that you have to change your financial advisor. The question really is what stage in life are you?
Okay.
Are you in stage one? Are you in stage two? And we'll talk more about this in a minute.
Okay. So this came from NerdWallet. Top five reasons why you might be wanting to look for another financial advisor. Number five is, this is making me laugh, if your eye is already wandering. So I guess if you're in a relationship and your eye's already starting to wander, you might need a new advisor. But I think to me what it means is if you're curious what else is out there, if you're wondering, it's kind of like opportunity cost. You might be saying, I'm doing good in this investment, but you don't know what else is out there. So this could mean like what kind of services are provided. If someone is starting to think about looking around, should somebody feel badly about that, Peter?
No, of course not. And what you're really doing is you might say to yourself, and we actually get this all the time. These are, Peter, I want a second opinion on what I'm currently doing. It doesn't mean I'm changing anything. I want to feel better going to sleep at night knowing that I had an extra pair of eyes on my portfolio. They gave me their opinion versus what the first person who gave me their opinion, and then I'm comparing of what they said. And if they both line up, it's perfect. It's a green light. It's perfect. It's great. You're in good shape. So that's what the goal is. The goal is understanding that second opinion option is just like you going for surgery. You're going to ask another doctor, and for some people, they get three opinions, you know? So that's exactly what you're doing, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's normal. It's human nature.
And let me ask you this. You've said this before. You are a fiduciary, correct?
Correct.
Which means you always have to ask with your client or potential clients best interest in mind at all time, correct?
Well, correct.
So if you review somebody else's plan, meaning another advisor's plan, and it looks good for that person's risk tolerance, their goals, and objectives, do you have to tell them that?
I'm going to tell them, first off, I ask for permission. And I say to every single person I come by, I ask them, is it okay that I could be upfront and honest with you throughout the information that we're going to be disclosing today? Mm-hmm. And I say that every single time, Spike. And as long as they say yes, I give them my permission as well. And I tell them, I also give you permission to be upfront and honest with me as well. And I say it to every single person, every single time. And it's so important to make sure we're lining up and we're on the same page as if how you were originally started, and you know what's happening in your plan today, and making sure it's the same exact thing.
Great. So on the five list here, reasons why you might want to look for a new advisor, this comes from NerdWall. I've got number four here. If your quote-unquote, they have this in quotation marks, if your advisor only calls when they want to make trades, this could be a sign you might want another advisor. Can you talk about why somebody might want further advice from someone like that?
Yeah, and this is actually interesting because I've heard this more than a handful of times. Once we're talking about the portfolio and where it came from and how you got started before we start working with families. So this could be a bad thing. The reason for that is if trades are happening more consistently, and especially only communicating based upon changes in the portfolio based upon trades, this pretty much means that you're overspending or paying way too many commissions, or the account's being what's called turning, okay? And this is the terminology in our industry. This is probably not the best interest for you. And if it's only being traded to generate fees and commissions, then this is a huge red flag. And you have to make sure you get attention on this.
I worry about that. So you were talking about churning. Folks, this is something that you can Google. If somebody's just calling you, say, well, you need to sell this, you need to buy this. And then a few months later, well, you need to sell that now and we need to go over here and buy this. I don't know that advice is in someone's best interest. That sounds a lot more like, you know, day trading or market timing. And if what we're doing here is talking about long-term retirement planning, you might want to see if there is other advice out there that suits you better. That's what we're trying to say. Another one here. So number three on the list, another sign you might want to look at another advisor is, if your financial situation is changing, but the advice you're receiving isn't. So what kind of changes, Peter, need to be happening with our advice as we get closer to retirement? What kind of mechanisms are changing?
Well, you have to understand what kind of financial professional you're working with, because it's actually different kinds. And when I say, and when you're talking about financial situations are changing, well, is that because you used to be in the accumulation stage and now you were with an advisor helping you get to retirement, and that's what the accumulation stage is? And then you have professionals like myself, for example, that help you prepare to get you to and through retirement. So these are two different kind of financial professionals out there. So understanding how you're changing in the stage of life that you're in and who you're working with is so important, because the one thing that you need to understand is if you're working with someone who does a lot of the accumulation stage one in life, and preparing and getting you to retirement, it's usually not the right fit to get you through retirement, because it's a totally different stage. It's a different animal.
Right. So you were just talking about different financial professionals. You have accountants, you have estate planning attorneys, you possibly have stockbrokers. Do I have to stop working with all of them, or how does that work if I'm looking for a retirement financial advisor? Can you, Peter, work with these several different professionals and kind of wrangle that all together for someone?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, that's actually the easy part. We have so many people that had the same accountant for over 30, 40 years, attorneys as well, maybe an attorney in the family. There's nothing wrong with that. See, you built that relationship, you built that trust already, and if you like them, you stick with them, you stay with them. Financial planning, that's a different animal. That's totally, totally different. It's night and day. So this stage of financial planning, preparing you, getting you to and through retirement, it's very different. So we communicate and we break it down to those professionals that you're currently working with already.
Okay. So we're talking about the top five signs that you might need a new financial advisor. Number two on the list, it's saying your financial advisor, again, this is coming from NerdWallet, your financial advisor isn't listening to you. That does seem like a pretty big problem. How do you make sure your clients hear and understand not only your advice, but you hear and understand their concerns? Do you repeat things back to folks to say, you want to retire at this time, you're most concerned about legacy planning, you don't want to run out of money? How do you make sure that you have taken in their information and are giving it back to them in a way that you both understand each other?
That's a great question. So we are having very deeper conversations especially on this topic. And yes, we are repeating this message more than once. Repeating it in the beginning, repeating it in the middle, during the plan, repeating it at the end of the plan as well. And for some, depending upon how deep it is, we're actually having them sign off on some of these areas on the stress analysis or the modern money blueprint. But it's so important to understand we as financial professionals, us modern money here at PCB Financial, remember our relationship, it's not transactional. It's much, much deeper than that. There's a lot of great companies out there, which I'm not going to name. They're mostly transactional-based companies, and it's not really much of a relationship, if that makes sense. We're a little bit different. We want that relationship. We want to build that relationship, and ultimately, we want to be that last advisor, if that makes sense.
Okay. So the top five reason, the number one on here, is that if you are afraid or intimidated to call your financial advisor. And I was really surprised when I read that. It was one of the reasons why I pulled this article to begin with. I guess intimidation of talking with somebody who seems to be either talking over your head or saying, you need to do this, you need to, do what I tell you to do because I know what I'm doing. That to me sounds like it wouldn't be the greatest relationship. Even though you might have confidence in their abilities, isn't communication just as important, especially when it comes to someone's financial future?
Communication is so important because don't forget, you have to be doing reviews on this, minimum once a year. We do reviews more than once a year for a lot of our clients. So reviews are one thing that you have to do and you must do. And you cannot be afraid to reach out to that financial professional. This is your money. Remember that. You're paying someone to help you manage your success. So the one thing you should not be doing is feel embarrassed, feel silly, feel awkward, because you're supposed to be in the driver's seat. Not your financial professional, or not the companies that they work for, or the big name brand of the companies. They're not in charge. You're in charge. You're in a driver's seat. Stay in the driver's seat.
So I'll let you bring this home, because this is going to be all the time we have in our segment today. If somebody is thinking about getting a new financial advisor or even a second opinion, what would you say to them? You're not talking badly about other advisors. You're just saying it's okay to look. So what would you like to say to anybody who's thinking, maybe I should get another look?
I have friends in this field, literally in almost every single company out there, and there's nothing wrong with them. They're great, but they're not all a good fit for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So call us, give me a call. You could talk to me personally if you want. Give me a call. I'll do a complimentary meeting with you through virtual Zoom or here in our office. We have a very large conference room. And we'll have a nice conversation, or we'll go through a second opinion analysis, a stress test on what you currently have, and we'll take it step by step. There is no guarantee that we'll work together. I'm not here trying to steal you away. I'm here to give you an opinion on what you're currently doing, and I'm hoping to pat you on the back, making sure you're on the right track.
For a complimentary review to see if your plan is working for you, if it's appropriate for you and the right risk, please give us a call at 800-880-8079. For Peter Bombera, you have been listening to Modern Money. I'm your host, Spike Spangle. We'll be back with more next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. Here at PCB Financial Advisory Group, we have a free guide to show you how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. Call or text the word tax to 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. Planning for retirement income starts with a plan for minimizing taxes in retirement. Download PCB Financial Advisory Group's guide today. Get it at themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. That's themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. Our firm does not provide tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.